Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's a part of me that just wants to replay Mike McDaniel, Dolphins head coach, yesterday answering questions about Dalvin Cook and whether the Dolphins would be interested in signing him or trading for him. So that's what we're going to do.
March 3rd, 1983. Daniel was born, right? Now we take a closer look at that date. And that, in fact, was not yesterday. Okay, so people that are rumored to be tall, short, people that are rumored to be, you're not going to get this guy. I'm year two, okay? So what I am excited about is talking about the most important thing, which is the third day of veteran minicamp. And we've got a lot of guys that are good players that have an opportunity to get better. Answer your question?
There is a subtle part there where he's like, and we got a lot of guys. I don't know why. Very funny to me. There's a few things in here. One, pretty elaborate setup to a dad joke, which is I wasn't born yesterday. I almost butchered that. Pretty elaborate setup. Took us on a bit of a trip. The other thing is he answered this question the way you would if, like, the FBI was interrogating you about murder. Here's my birth date, and that proves I was not born yesterday, so I'm not going to answer that question without my lawyer.
March 3rd.
Yep.
1983. That was not yesterday.
So you're not going to get one over on me. That simple. Be gone until my lawyer's here, right? There's another little flex in there. Said I'm year two. That's really funny.
That was a flex.
I'm year two. I'm not some rookie head coach out here.
I'm not a rookie anymore.
Yeah. I'm not some, you know, feeble little rookie coach that you're going to trick into. Also, when has any coach ever actually fallen for this trap? Now that we've gone through the Mike McDaniel piece 2.0, can I just say something? There's a lot of things in the NFL that are either foreign to me, weird to me, or I just frankly think are stupid. Lines of thinking. I don't understand how Dalvin Cook is either going to be traded or released by Friday. I don't get it.
He's a really good player.
And I understand why they wouldn't extend him. That conversation I get. But I don't understand sitting here on June 8th. One, anytime, where do you stand on this? When you release a report that says, well, if he's not traded by Friday, he's going to be released.
How does that help your value?
I actually think it's a little bit of the agent just saying, bleep you, cut us. But still.
Then we pick where we go.
But still. I don't understand how there isn't a market for Dalvin. Not in terms of Buffalo. Buffalo has some decent running backs. They've got his brother, James Cook. They've got Nyheim Hines, who they traded for at the deadline. But they've got a bunch of, like, complimentary backs. They don't have a guy that can step in there.
Who are some of the other backs on their roster?
So it's Nyheim Hines and James Cook.
That's all they have.
Well, there's one. There's a third guy that's.
They still have that running back that's from FAU, or no? Can't remember.
Well, now you got me in a mental quagmire here.
Singletary?
No, I think Singletary. Didn't he sign with the Bears?
I think you're right about that.
But this is a guy who had.
Stop Bears.
4-for-4 today here.
Yeah. Here's a stat line, Dalvin Cooks from last year. 1,400 yards total. 1,100, almost 1,200 of which came on the ground. He had 10 total touchdowns. And his total yards per touch was 4.8 yards per touch. His yards per carry were 4.4. Like, I totally understand. Hey, I'm not going to give that guy $150 million. This is, so he's 27, going to be 28. I understand the ethos that the running back position, in terms, it's not even the running back position, because that's a misnomer. But everybody says the running back position has been devalued. No, it hasn't. The running game is still very much showcased in the NFL. What has been diminished is the need for a bell cow back and usage of one guy. Now it's just about how can we get three guys to piecemeal the production of one guy. But isn't it just easier? Like, isn't it just easier to trade a sixth-round pick for Dalvin Cook and then have that guy? Because the problem with piecemealing it, and this is, I understand that San Francisco has made a killing on it, which is why it's so funny that San Francisco traded for one of the most versatile backs and a true bell cow back in Christian McCaffrey last year through, halfway through the season. Everybody's like, we're not, look what San Francisco's doing. We don't need bell cow backs, right as they traded for one of the best bell cow backs in the NFL. But how the hell, if you are Buffalo, or just go through.
Oh, I forgot Buffalo signed Damien Harris this offseason.
See, another hodgepodge guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's fine.
Yes, but he's not Dalvin friggin' Cook.
Dalvin Cook is like a game-breaker type of running back. And he can catch the ball.
Yeah, And by the way, he really has been pretty healthy the last 4 years. He's played 14 or more games all the last 4 years. So the injury concerns, which he came to the NFL, which caused him to fall, by the way. I mean, yes, he's been dinged up, but he's still playing 80% of the season. This is weird. I don't like this, and I don't know if there's off-the-field stuff. There was when he came out of Florida State, so you always leave room for that. But I think the NFL might be overthinking it if this guy doesn't have trade. And I'm not saying trade a first-round pick for him or second-round pick. And by the way, Minnesota, I realize they got Alexander Mattison, who they like a lot.
Right.
He doesn't have the get-up of Dalvin Cook.
No,
he's a power back.
Do you see Robert Smith's tweet about this?
No, what did he say?
He said, many people will blame the salary cap, but cap hits can be manipulated if both sides agree on value moving forward. The Vikings thought he was worth this contract. They would have kept him. If another team thought he was worth his current deal, they would have traded for him. He also talked about the fact that he's like, I love seeing the Vikings draft him. Enjoyed watching him run. Hate to see Dalvin leave, but it's a business. The NFL running back position has seen a decline in value, supply, and demand at work again.
Yeah, I think, and this goes back to like the Nick Chubb conversation. Mm-hmm. I do think there are certain guys who should be the outliers. I think Dalvin Cook should be an outlier. I think Christian McCaffrey should be an outlier. I think Nick Chubb. I think Derrick Henry. I think those guys. If we're talking about, Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders just had his best season as a pro. Damn near won a Super Bowl. Had like a 4-year, $20 million deal with Carolina. Totally makes sense. That dude should not be getting 80% of your carries. Dalvin Cook should. And by the way, like to Robert Smith, what he's saying, like this isn't just about the money he's going to make. Like, right? I'll be very curious to see what happens when Dalvin Cook hits free agency to see what the market is. Because for DeAndre Hopkins, listen, him going, you know, we talked so much about DeAndre Hopkins, I'm not here to relitigate that, but for DeAndre Hopkins, that's a guy that hit free agency, and all the teams linked to him have yet to be officially linked to him. Kansas City and Buffalo have moved on. Mm-hmm. New England apparently has moved on, at least to the point. His first visit is a team that might not be very good next year in the Tennessee Titans. I don't know there's going to be a huge market for Dalvin Cook, but I'm going to tell you right now, if there's a team that has Super Bowl aspirations and they don't, and they need it, they could use a better running back, and they don't at least try and do a one-year deal, prove-it deal for Dalvin Cook, then I'm sorry, you don't go all in. You're not going all in if you don't.
Would it make sense for him to go to Miami?
Well, the problem is they just drafted the kid from Texas A&M, Akane, I think is his name. So they're kind of similar backs, like versatile guys, and Akane has a different gear of speed because he's 6 years younger. But, like, you know, they had the trade for Dalvin Cook to Miami right before the draft in March, and apparently it fell apart because of money. So, I don't know. And
does that worry you, though, as a Browns fan, seeing these running backs just kind of go by the wayside and Nick Chubb eventually will be the same deal?
Yes. Yes, because I'm not ready to be done.
It doesn't
done.
Worry me because I know it's going to happen.
Well, that's a great point.
It sucks that it's going to happen.
Yeah. The theory right now is we're going to move on from the player 1 year before we think he's done. And I'll go back to what I said about Dalvin Cook and Derrick Henry and Christian McCaffrey. Totally understand the overlying theory of running backs not as valuable as they were. Bell cow running backs not as valuable as they once were. I'm not ready to be done cheering on Nick Chubb. And next offseason, if Nick goes out there and has another 1,400-yard season, 1,500-yard season, I'm still not going to – like, this isn't a guy who the wheels have fallen off with Dalvin Cook. 1,400 yards last year. 10 touchdowns.
1,400 combined, rushing and receiving?
Yes.
Yeah.
How is that not valuable? I understand why Raheem Mostert isn't valuable. I don't understand how Dalvin Cook doesn't have some modicum
call of – Mostert?
Mostert.
Mostert.
Mostert?
Yeah.
Mustard?
Mustard.
Perry on Winfrey, we have not seen him out at practice in the first two minicamp practices, and Kevin wouldn't say yesterday whether it was disciplinary or not, but I think, you know, you can kind of see that perhaps it probably was. I mean, you can kind of put two and two together there. I mean, he was already on a little bit of, you know, thin ice being out on bond from his own legal issue and then got into this situation early Monday morning. So we haven't seen him out at practice yet.
Talking about Perry on Winfrey, his absence from the on-field part of minicamp practices. And obviously there was his benching last year. There was another situation late in the year. There is an off-the-field issue with the investigation going on in Houston. And it's funny because, you know, it's tough calling being robbed a situation you shouldn't be in. But if maybe the team had already expressed to you their frustration with you and your professionalism, yeah, maybe being out at a bar at 3:30 in the morning, maybe that's not the best thing. And I think it's interesting. The reason why we're talking about this, Dustin, is Kevin Stefanski was asked yesterday, and Mary Kay kind of alluded to this, but Kevin Stefanski was asked about where Perry on Winfrey was, and this is actually fairly telling non-answer from Kevin Stefanski.
Kevin, why was Perry on Winfrey not on the field yesterday or today?
Yeah, he's working inside, but not going to get into all the specifics.
But is he healthy?
Yes.
Do you think that maybe he was just, they just had him writing on the chalkboard, I will not be under investigation in Houston again. I will be a professional. Do you think it was like the Bart Simpson thing from the Simpsons?
It could be. It makes no sense to me. He was at that bar, right, when he got his car. It was his car got stolen?
No, it was Greg Newsom.
But he was there, though, right?
It was Perry on out near the car with, I believe it's reported to be MJ Emerson.
I don't think it stems from that, do you?
I mean, I don't think it's directly attributed to it. I'm assuming they're more frustrated with whatever happened in Houston.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but yeah, also, like, if he's getting in trouble, it's like, let's be more cognizant of our surroundings.
Yeah, like if you were under investigation for some very serious accusations in another city, maybe don't be out at the bar at 3:30 o'clock and 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Cut that.
3:30 o'clock. 3:30 in the morning. Right?
Yeah.
And like it's just weird. I don't get this Perrion thing. Like I'm somebody I really root for guys like this, guys who had question marks coming into the draft. I root for guys who might have those question marks to figure it out and be a professional and produce. Because the reality is the two snaps I remember this kid playing last year, he did flash. You can see there's physical talent. You can see if he harnesses it the right direction.
You watch him play in college. Like he flashed, but there's a reason he fell to the fourth round.
Yeah, and I think the question is, why the hell is he still here? Like this is the catch 22 with the Guardians, with the Browns. That does scare me a little bit.
Well, like it's like we always talk about culture and building something, and yet this guy could easily just be cut, and no one would even bat an eye. Yeah, he's a fourth round pick, and you invest a little bit of money, a draft pick, and probably $500,000 in the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, is this a guy you can win with?
Yeah, and I think the big thing is. I honestly, in a little bit, I loved him coming out in the draft. And there was talk about him being a late first rounder, maybe early second rounder. There is a reason. You pointed to it that he fell. And on most teams, if this was the Baltimore Ravens and this was happening, I probably wouldn't bat an eye. If this was the Steelers, hell, the 49ers right now, I'd be like, you know what? That's the right spot for this kid to be. And it's tough for me to say I want him cut because... Man, I think sometimes we say stuff like that, and there is a little added pressure on the organization when the local media hones in on a kid like this. And I don't enjoy being a part of that, but I just wonder, like, culture is a problem, right? There's no way. You don't have the overhaul 3 years in and you let maybe a bad actor like Jadeveon Clowney go. You don't have the struggles you've had the last 2 years falling short and don't have some sort of cultural issue. And it makes me wonder whether Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are on the same page. Like, keeping him inside for the first two practices here, that's about as much as Kevin Stefanski could do outside of cutting him. Oh, no, he's going to be inside. Because basically, you're denying him the opportunity to get the reps in, and you're basically saying, we're going to let you fall behind the rest of the defensive tackles, and you're going to have to make up the ground on your own. But that's... Honestly, that's a fairly toothless gesture. It's not the same thing as being benched for a week. It's not the same thing as being cut. And so it's so weird because, again, I don't want to call for the kid to get cut. I won't be upset if he makes it through to training camp and he's on the roster. But this is, it's on a tee. Hey, there's this kid that has been nothing but a headache since you took him a year ago. Why is he still on the roster? And I actually think this is a point, and the reason why we're talking about it is, I think this is a point where Kevin Stefanski, I don't think anybody in that locker room would give a damn if Kevin Stefanski just went, you know what, guys, I'm not happy with Perrion. We've given him multiple chances. I'm frustrated with him. And today, for OTAs, he's inside. He's not getting work on the field because, quite frankly, he hasn't earned the right to do that. There's not a guy in the locker room, for this kid specifically, with the locker rooms already called out, there's not a guy in that locker room that I think would have a problem with it.
Yeah, and what's interesting, too, is he had other teammates out with him, right? I mean, I'm not saying he's the catalyst here, but, like, if you've got a guy that's not sort of following the rules, that can become a cancer. And you've got guys that can drag good players, other young players down because he wants to be a selfish individual.
Well, and I think the reason why it matters is because they kept Jadeveon. And they've kept other guys on the roster too long. They kept OBJ on the roster, hoping against hope that they could get some sort of trade value out of him. And they ended up cutting him in the middle of the damn season for nothing.
How long ago would Perrion Winfrey have been cut if he were a New England Patriot?
Oh, see, the funny thing is, New England's that's just the one place where if you mess around, you're gone. Okay. But like in Baltimore. At least in Baltimore, John Harbaugh can go, listen, I'm frustrated with this kid, but I know Calais isn't there, but in previous years, I've got Calais, right? I've got this guy. I've got this guy. I've had Derek Wolfe. I've got all these vets on the D-line that I can go to and say, hey, man, I need you to look out for this kid and help me figure out if it's worth it. And I given that my biggest concern about Kevin Stefanski is the leadership, yeah. I don't want – listen, the Perrion Winfrey's not the reason that the Browns could fail this year or not. But having a kid who's clearly not where he needs to be as a professional and continuing to excuse it, or having fairly soft punishment and then not speaking to it publicly, yeah. It seems more like a permissive atmosphere than it should be.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.